Or you can never predict what happens after you start a business. Long-term plans and detailed documents are pointless. Most businesses go on to do something very different from what they set out to do. Today, this is called a pivot. I learned a very valuable lesson from my failure to launch, and that lesson was, you don't learn until you launch. My first business. The term business can mean different things to different people. If you buy a lawn mowing franchise, you are technically in business, but you are really just working for yourself. The entrepreneur is the person who sold you the franchise. They created something from scratch, in extreme uncertainty, with a high potential reward. In 2006, I had just earned a promotion at my cushy corporate role, was 26, and finally ready to start a business. I told my coworkers that I would be a millionaire before I was 30. My newest business idea was building websites for people. The fact that I didn't know how to build a website and had no IT qualifications didn't bother me. Instead, I threw myself in the deep end, learning rapidly from reading books and doing my work. My new clients would ask me questions like, can you build a website in ASP? And I would say yes, then frantically search Google to find out what ASP was and then get to work. Everything looked great early on. I landed a project in my first week and earned $40,000 in my first year. Sure, it wasn't exactly $1 million, but I was happy to have even lasted a whole year. In year two, I generated around $80,000 in revenue, and by year three, I'd eclipsed the hallowed six-figure mark. Before I knew it, I had an office, local employees, a server, a phone system, hundreds of clients, and an influx of new leads. I'd built a real business. I was on the path to becoming a millionaire, or so I thought. I had one major problem. The business was not profitable. It wasn't profitable in year one, year seven, or anywhere in between. I didn't become a millionaire before 30. I went backwards as all of my friends went forward. I was 30, living week to week, renting, earning a lower wage than anyone I knew. It got worse before it got better. I realized that bringing in more revenue wouldn't solve my profitability problem. The business was not growing. I tried everything, and I mean everything, to make it work. No matter what I did, I couldn't move the needle. I'd have big successes like winning a $20,000 project, and then a big failure like writing off a $10,000 invoice or hiring the wrong person. It was never consistent. I even bought another company for $40,000 thinking it would add straight profit to the bottom line. My revenue went up by $40,000, but so did my costs. I regularly worked at Christmas time to appease my worst clients. I struggled with loneliness, a lack of motivation and confidence. I'd put myself out there, leaving my friends and coworkers. I knew people expected big things. I expected big things. I'd never expected to fail. There were plenty of positive signs where I'd think things were going to work out, but then something would change and I'd be knocked back on my ass again. This happened all the time. I lost my faith in my own judgment and committed to various courses of action, thinking they would save my business, only to have each one fail. After 7 years in business, I was turning over about $180,000 per year, but was still only making $40,000 per year for myself. I had never got even close to my honeymoon goal of $100,000 salary. In the end, I accepted that it was a problem I couldn't solve. I sold the business to build something new. This time I was going all in. I wanted to build something real, a startup that would succeed spectacularly. I wanted to stop scraping by and finally become a success. I wasn't leaving any room for the alternative. My first startup. There was enough money from the sale of my first business to cover 12 months of expenses. If I couldn't get traction by then, I would have to move cities and get a job. This was scary, but it didn't seem like a real threat because I was confident that I could make it work. I knew what to do this time. I was going to create something big, something that could scale. I had four possible ideas to run with. One was a pot plant stand that supported heavy pots. A friend had told me they couldn't find one. Two was a surfing app that allowed surfers to check into their local break. Think Foursquare for surfers. Three was an SEO app enabling website owners to order SEO services for keywords. And four was an analytics dashboard that simplified analytics from various sources. I had no idea about product design or manufacturing, so the pot plant stand was out. I couldn't foresee making money from the surfing app, so that was out too. I started building the SEO app, and Google introduced new rules that punished the style of link building. Strike three. The analytics dashboard was the remaining idea, so I ran with it. I named it Web Control Room at first, and later renamed it to sound more like a startup. I renamed it informally. Throughout the 12 months, most of the time, I felt things were going well. There was good traction on the website, a lot of free signups, and regular press coverage. I had a great team, and we pulled together a solid application that was unique, useful, and solved a big problem. Or so some people said. After 11 months of trying everything, I was earning just $476 in monthly recurring revenue and spending $2,000 a month. I'd burned through all the money I made on the first business and was 2 weeks away from running out. I started looking at jobs and wondered how we'd go about moving back to the city closest to where the jobs were. I'd failed again. This time it looked like there was no coming back. My 7-day success.